It should be on your heart today. Are you ready for him to come? Oh, yes. What are you doing to me? I don't need to walk around.
You get a seat right behind you. Okay?
Are you ready to understand that Jesus Christ may come in the twinkling of an eye? We look at today and the world today, and we find as much like it was in Noah's time. We appear real quickly to rapidly be going to hell. And unless you have a faith in Jesus Christ, that's where you'll be. Accept him as your Savior, because there is a command, truly, to be ready. Open your Bibles to Matthew 24. Verse 44, therefore be also ready, for in such a hour that you think not the Son of Man cometh, he comes. Now, I'm going to really throw you a question, and it may hurt your feelings. It hurt mine when I read it. If Jesus Christ come right into this building right now and sit down, have you got a personal faith in him? There are a lot of people in my time as a minister. When I went to Somerset and preached at Blue Run, I baptized people who were 75 and 80 years old because they thought that going to church was going to save them. It's the blood of Christ shed on the cross of Calvary that saves you. Don't you ever believe anything else. And the amazing thing is, I believe, and this is why. I had a heart attack back, three heart attacks when I was a policeman. Didn't even know it. Christ turned me through. I had a stroke and was on life support for 7 days. God said it wasn't done. Understand, folks. We have a job to do. We need to go out and to work on taking care of people in our community and making sure everybody knows that Jesus Christ came as a child in Bethlehem, started his ministry at 33 years old, and taught us very plainly the only way to the Father was through him. Jesus said, don't forget, I am the way. And this is Jesus speaking. The truth, man, where has the truth gone? Where has the truth gone in our nations? It is so sad. And the life. And I knew he had left me here for a reason. This may not be the last time I come to see you, but you never know. You might stand up this morning and go just like that. We had a friend of ours up in Pennsylvania who was found dead on the floor at 57 years old. No bad things happened to him. He was just gone. He was young. He went rabbit hunting with me. Oh, by the way, does anybody know how to keep a little young buck from eating all your bird seed? I looked out my bathroom window of the morning. Folks, don't forget this. We've got things all around us that remind us of God. I looked out my bathroom window of the morning, and there this four-point buck just eating like a dog on the bird feed. Didn't think he'd come back. Got up right after supper and looked out there, and there he was again. Well, guess what? He's ate all of it now. He's ate all of it. So I've got to go buy some more bird seed for that rascal. I don't want him to go hungry. Are we feeding each other about Jesus Christ? Are we trying to guide people to a saving nature of Jesus Christ? The emphasis here is coming from the judgment of Israel, and it's certainly that one day Jesus will come again. The title is, Be Ready. Don't be ashamed. If you haven't invited him into your heart, be ready. If you're here this morning and don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I encourage you to understand it is one of the most despised decisions that you can make. It is very, very important. In the early church, there was much emphasis on pleasing him and the second coming. As time, have you gone up and said, oh, I believe in Jesus Christ, but I'm totally convinced there's at least one person sitting in this congregation this morning, at least, who has never truly invited Christ into his heart. There's a love beyond our understanding. That verse, I am the way, the truth, and the life, tells you all he need to be told. Accept him as your Father and your God. As times go by, our nation seems to be going down the drain. Sometimes I actually have to mourn. I got in a bad habit of watching TV too much. And all I see on the TV is one person killing another person. It's unreal, folks. It can happen here this morning. We need to understand that. Some jerk could step out there on the road, come in here with a gun and shoot us, most of us. In the days of Noah, that's the way the world was. And God took Noah and the ship, and that's all the people that survived, Noah and his relatives. Jesus coming again. He's going to walk by your side. He loved you so much, he went to die for you again, I say, on the cross. The promise of his coming. His second coming is implied in Genesis 3:15, if you want to look. And I will put an enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and his seed. And it shall have, and they shall hear, that Jesus came to heal. Jesus made a personal promise, and he does not make a mistake. And he does not break promises. How many of us sitting here this morning have broke a promise this week? How many of you this morning that is sitting here has say, I don't believe in Jesus? Well, I got news for you. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, when he comes, you're lost. Accept him as your personal Savior. Observe the manner of his coming. It was quick. Some had through that fulfilled his promise to return at Pentecost. It didn't happen. Jesus Christ and God is on his own time, not on yours. We have an awful tendency to truly not behave ourselves. It's very important that we do. How many people in here this morning have told a lie? How many people this morning in that chair have cursed? Oh, no, we're fine. We come to church, we're going to be saved. Well, I got news for you. You can go to church all your life, and not be saved. You must have a personal faith in Jesus Christ. He is the only way to heaven. And one day is coming, and I'll tell you right now where our world's going. It's going to be soon. It's going to be soon. So I ask you the question again, are you ready? Are you ready for him to come? He comes quickly. His return will be personal. If I go, he said in John 14:3, if I go, I will come a day. Again. No argument, folks. No argument. God has never lied. God's love is unbelievable. God's love for you and me is the only hope that we have. I want you to know, as Christians, we are not a part of this world. We're part of the heavenly world. It says that when he comes, those who have died in Christ will be raised up, and then those that are left and believe in Christ will go up. Caught up to love beyond our understanding. Caught up because we constantly make mistakes in our lives. He forgives. How many people here said him have a person that they have never forgiven? Think about it. Think about it. See, God loves you as much as he loves me. We need to live with a daily perception that God is walking with us. God is in the car. God is the one that took me off the pressure line when I almost died. And he said, "You're not done, buddy. You're not done. As you sit here alive, you're not done. You have had opportunity after opportunity in the last week to tell somebody the good news of Jesus Christ." I went to the dentist the other day. By the way, the reason these two are sitting here, every now and then they fall out, so John's going to catch them. So I just thought I'd let you know. That's the reason John's up here. But let me tell you what. I've never seen anything like it. I remember preaching here, and we have had this many here every Sunday. And I left because of the stroke. It makes me very sad. We only have 8 or 10 come to church. Are you ready? You must think you are. His return will be quick and ready for him. He will come that his lordship might be recognized. He will come to raise the dead. He will come to raise his own. He will come to complete our salvation. Saved by the blood of Christ. Saved by the blood of Christ is the only way. And somebody says, "Oh man, I don't know about that." I do know about that. He will take you where he wants you to go if you depend on him. There were a lot of places that Jesus didn't go to because he knew none of them believed and none of them would believe. And he knows your mind and your heart right today. He knows where you're going. He knows if you know him, and he knows if he's living in your heart. So it's very important for you to understand it. How can we be ready for Jesus coming? We must be saved. And to be saved is to hold on to him and depend on him every day. In the car, in the garden, no matter where. I've got some beautiful daffodils growing in my blooming full bloom. Poppies too. Just beautiful flowers. Been a weird winter. Well, don't forget, March is not here. I can remember a time in March when I was in school that it snowed 43 inches. And they had to bring bulldozers to push the roads open. You remember that, Ken? Well, we have. But God was there. I started to find. I look at streets and all the people that are living in the streets. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. We neglect so many. I went to the dentist the other day, and the dentist was working on me, and I started doing evangelist work on him. And that was fun. And then I went back out in the crowd and sat down. And this lady come over next to me, and she was a black lady. And I said, "What do you think about today's world?" She says, "Mr. Robson, I think we're going to hell." And that scared me. I said, honey, do you know how to escape that? Receive Jesus Christ as your Father. He died for you. He came for you. He has never broke a promise. And she says, I can't believe you talk about Jesus here in the dentist's office. I said, I'm just getting ready for a sermon. I've been studying for 4 days. Had a sermon picked out. Knew exactly what I was going to preach. And guess what? I don't have a clue now. Don't have a clue. I'm afraid if I walked up and down the aisle like I used to, my pants fall off. And I don't want that to happen. This is the first time. This is the first time that old Moat has had regular clothes on and a regular shirt on. And I'm afraid if I move up behind here and walk down the aisle, I'm just sure as the world they'll fall down. Sure as the world. Is there anybody here that will pull my pants up? John says yes. Well, guess what? John and Cody and me spent a lot of time with each other, and we carry on and have a big time. And we go to Skyline Drive and look at the beauty and look at stuff that we missed. What have you missed? Have you missed the sunset? Have you missed the beauty of it all? Take time to understand He created everything and has opportunity for you to look at it and be sure that you understand that He's coming back and it may be soon. How can we truly be ready for His coming? We need to be saved. We need to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and only Him. There are plenty of antichrists in the world, and there are plenty of antichrists in the pulpit. Don't be surprised if somebody tells you there's no way to get into heaven. Because guess what? It's through Him living in your heart that the Holy Spirit comes. And the Holy Spirit guides you and teaches you everything we need. Everything we need to know. And the Holy Spirit says, I'm here and I'm going to give you the opportunity to go to heaven. Believe in Jesus and you will. This little one over here is praying now. Well, no, now she's preaching. Son of a gun. All that bunch on that back row over there is mine. Reverend Trent Joel and Bubba Brown. What did they do? Take that boy out of here? For shame. I'm glad to see you, the bus driver, back there this morning. Haven't seen you for a while. We miss you. I miss each one of you folks, and I plan to be back sometime to preach again. Okay? We must be busy about the Master's work. We must understand that it says in 2 Peter 3:14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be delighted and be diligent that ye may be finding Him in your heart. We can't be lax. Think about the people that you have walked by in the last week and not told them about Christ. Do you understand? We have a job. And we must do our job. They didn't blow at that time. I thought they were blowing out. I'm sorry, bud. They didn't blow that. Okay, I lost my glasses now. Got to give them back. I am here this morning because you invited me. If you don't like me, that's fine. I don't care. I am here because you need the message to be ready. Don't just sit here. Get up out of the pew and come forward for Jesus Christ. Invite Him into your heart and expect Him to do something. I live with a great expectation to do something. I was doing real good after my stroke, and I've had a few other things that have been done to me. They did a colonoscopy on me. I haven't been right since they did it. When I went home, I didn't realize it goes so deep. It was all the way up here in my throat. But think about it. I haven't been right since then. I stagger around like I'm on alcohol. Don't believe me. I'll come down from here in a few minutes and show you. We must be looking forward to him coming. He which testified these things on earth, I can come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Dwell on this thought, folks. How near is it to closing time? How near is it to closing time? Closing time is when Christ comes again. Closing time is when it's too late to make a decision. So if you're here this morning, please make that decision. What shall we be the sign of his coming? Many people have repeated this question throughout. Many people have said, he's coming next week. Guess what? We cannot know the mind of God unless we have the Holy Spirit living within us. There are wars and rumors of wars, and they've been evident through history. In our time, however, war is far more deadly than it used to be. Weapons of immense power to maim and kill. Weapons that reach across continents in minutes. Paul says, dimensions. Peace is a dimension to his prophets. Peace to seem almost within our grasp. Jesus came, and he is within our grasp. Famines brought by floods and drought. They went into that park in Florida the other day and moved every one of those tents. And I don't think anybody cared where they went. And that's a shame. They had a place all fixed for them. But they like living in tents. I liked living in tents until I had a bone bee get out of me inside the tent. And I found out there was nowhere to get front away from me. He stung me 6 times and I can't go tell you where. But let's remember that. There are signs in the nations. The fig tree and all trees. European Union. The revival of the Roman Empire. The Middle East is a powder keg. The world is a powder keg. And there was a time I couldn't say this. The United States of America is a powder keg. We're killing people on the streets like flies. And that's not God-given. That's not God-given. Conditions to be like those in Noah's time. People living for pleasure and money. And I'm here to tell you this morning, money cannot win you to God. You can have all the money in the world and still be lost. Alcohol and drug use is rampant. Violence is increasing everywhere. Conditions also to be like those in Sodom. Immorality on the increase. Perversion accepted is normal. How many watch Soap Bowl? Y'all got to be telling me stories now. I'm going to catch your story right now. Watch Super Bowl. How'd you enjoy the show at halftime? It was interesting. She did everything but take her clothes off, and I was waiting for that. But can you believe somebody dance around half naked? Can she sing? Absolutely. She can sing. But can you believe that? Immorality is truly on the increase. Perversion is. Do you see these signs on rise today? What are you doing to prepare for closing time? You better be accepting Christ as your Savior. Because if you're not, you're lost, and I hate to say this, and you're going to hell. It's the most important decision that we have to make, is to accept Jesus Christ. Are you living daily in His will? Are you seizing opportunities every day to tell somebody about Jesus Christ? Yes or no? Don't you understand? It's important that you tell others about Him. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, thank You for the words this morning. Thank You for the power of the message. Thanks for each one of these individuals that is here. Oh, Holy Spirit, stir among us. And if there's anybody here today that has not accepted Christ as their personal Savior, may they truly take that step forward. Lord, I thank You so much for the opportunity You have given me this week to preach again. I love You, and I love all these people. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.